What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, Valencucks Day, the day that we all know that is nothing more than now a socially engineered holiday in which men are supposed to worship women and waste their time, money, and efforts trying to satisfy the unsatisfiable. Now, I figured I'd have to wait, but I didn't have to wait long, especially with Constable Kennedy's article that went down on Valencucks Day across the pond. And I came across this article that was published on the 20th of February. Man allegedly offlined his wife after her reaction to his Paris-themed Valencucks Day night. Gentlemen, as you know, there have been women in the past that have offlined their boyfriends and sometimes husbands because they felt like he did not give her enough for Valencucks Day. Now we have the coin that has been flipped. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An Indiana man is accused of offlining his wife after he allegedly became angry over her reaction to his Valencucks Day efforts. Taylor Meyer was charged with termination on February 14th, Indiana court records indicate. According to reports from WAVE and WDRB, Meyer is accused of offlining his wife, identified by the former outlet as Deborah Meyer. Citing a probable cause affidavit also obtained by Law and Crime, the outlets reported that Meyer told police that he had planned a Valencucks Day celebration for his wife, which included buying her a dress and dinner. Oh, this man did so damn much. Such a shame. Meyer also allegedly said he had his children draw pictures of the Eiffel Tower for a Paris-themed night, WAV reported. WDRB, citing the affidavit, reported that Meyer told police that he believed his wife was unappreciative of his efforts that night and she seemed distant. We all know what that means, gentlemen. We all know what that means. There was another bull in her ring. Quote unquote, it was the hardest that I've ever tried, he allegedly told police, according to Law and Crime. Meyer allegedly confessed to offlining his wife in an interview with police, according to the reported affidavit. He also reportedly said that he believed that Deborah was having an affair with a co-worker. Wow. We all know the infamous work husband. Yeah. Another reason why a lot of women should not have gone to work. We all know when women started to go to work, if they were married, affairs skyrocketed. And that he had seen a photo of her holding hands with a man. Yeah. Yeah. Terrible. He should have left, but we all know, especially if you've been married, it is so damn hard to leave, especially when you got those human shields called children that women will weaponize against you. The outlet reported that Meyer allegedly admitted to beating his wife with a wine bottle before repeatedly stabbing her with a kitchen knife. This dude literally went caveman. He then texted a family group chat telling them that Deborah was deleted. The report affidavit claim. WAV reported that Meyer has pleaded not guilty. Court records show that his next appearance is scheduled for March 18th. Well, well, well. Once again, gentlemen, the Hallmark corporate holiday called Valentine's Day that is supposed to celebrate this fictional thing called love brought out so much hatred. Yeah. So this guy saw a photo of his wife holding hands with another man. But yet, in this twisted society, somehow it's his fault. Now, when you look at this guy's picture that comes along with the article, that is a man who was sick and tired of being sick and tired. He was at the end of his rope. Yeah. She drove him over the edge. Why? Because that woman knew, okay, I've got all the investment, the kids, the house, all that stuff. I know he can't go anywhere because guess what? No fault divorce. Yeah, gentlemen, I'm going to keep saying that when it comes to married men stuck in horrible, loveless marriages. It is because of no-fault divorce that these men are forced to stay with these ungrateful, raggedy-ass bitches. Yeah. But yeah, it's sad. The day that this man put in his hardest effort was the day that she decided, you know what? Whatever, I don't care. And yeah. That drove him over the edge. What more do I need to say, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. He finished her off with the hot butter knife of doom. Gotta give that a 45. Psychological impact. Now, it doesn't say whether or not the children were there. However, I would normally give that a 40, but since it went down on Valentine's Day and the children are always going to remember that, I'm going to give them an extra 10 points and bump that up to a 50. And for the brutality factor, he beat her with a wine bottle. And you know wine bottles are hard as hell. So like I said, he literally went caveman on her. Then finished her off with the hot butter knife of doom. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 50 as well. So Taylor, the Terminator, Meyer gets a score of 155. It is so sad what happened to this man, especially on that day, Valentine's Day of all days. But that just shows you the degree of how women are so damn evil. Yeah, there's a lot of evil women running around, and yet this society continues to shield them. However, that veil of protection, that shield, it is definitely breaking down because more and more men are no longer restraining themselves. Yes, ladies, this is an environment that you created. Why? Because you had so much fake protection that you believed, you know what? I can do whatever I want to my husband or boyfriend, and no one's going to do anything. No one's going to hold me accountable until that man no longer restrains himself. When those chains of restraint break, that's it. That's it. Game on. And see, ladies, that's a game that you're not prepared to play. The true violent nature, the true savagery that us men can unleash onto you. You're not ready for that. You're not built for that. But guess what? A lot of you, hey, too many movies, too much propaganda, you believe you're ready for it. So guess what? When a man decides, okay, enough is enough, I'm gone beyond my line. Yeah, all of a sudden it's, oh my God, I can't believe you would do that. No, bitch, it's too late. It's too late. You've become the bane of my existence. And guess what? I'm going into the cage, but I'm making sure to put your ass in a pine damn box. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And once again, to you wives out there who think that somehow you're justified in treating today's men like shit because you've been brainwashed by feminists to believe that shit that went down in the past that men of today need to pay for? No, 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 no. You better understand this, ladies. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The social power you think you have, that definitely will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to just let you do what you want to do and not hold you accountable, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, that man, like many other married men, are seriously ticking time bombs. And your attitude, your unappreciation for that man, the fact that you have a work husband, the fact that that man already more than likely knows that you're cheating on him, he's just waiting. And when that man finally explodes, hey, it is scorched damn earth for him. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.